From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. NPR's Michelle Martin returns to the host chair. More about that in a few minutes. We'll begin, though, with the loss of an education leader. Irma Johnson Hadley died yesterday at the age of 73. She was the first woman and African-American chancellor of Tarrant County College. Hadley began her career at Tarrant County College in 1968 as a business instructor. She rose through the ranks until she was named chancellor in 2010. In a KERA Texas Trailblazers special last year, Hadley said her love of the classroom was so strong, she initially didn't want to do anything else.
So when I was asked to consider taking a job in administration, I said, no, absolutely not. And my husband finally said to me, just think about the number of people you can impact at the district office versus what you're impacting in the classroom. And I said, okay.
We'll have more on Hadley's impact this evening on All Things Considered. The Perot Museum of Nature and Science in Dallas is taking science to the streets. KERA's Bill Zeeble reports the tech truck will go to underserved and low-income neighborhoods.
Looking like a brightly colored food truck, Perot's new mobile museum feeds brains instead of stomachs.
Wait, let's see if we can program it to make a robot. Yes.
It's called the tech truck, tech standing for tinker, engineer, create, and hack. This vehicle will take little launchable paper rockets, skulls, a scaled-down mammoth skeleton, and laser and 3D printers to distant Dallas and North Texas neighborhoods. It's basically a moving classroom, a portable lab, according to the Perot's director of programs, Teresa Lenling.
The mammoth skeleton is an example of something that we laser cut, and those are the types of things that we can do out in the community is have them design puzzles and then laser cut them, but also think about, you know, the math and the ratio and look at really the science behind how it all works.
12-year-old seventh grader Monica Beltran goes to Village Tech Charter School in Cedar Hill. She's familiar with 3D and laser printers and loves creating stuff herself.
I like the idea that we get, instead of the teachers building the stuff for us, we get to build like different planets and stuff like that.
Mona Sharif with Dell says science is the great race, income, and class equalizer. Her company gave more than $1 million for this Perot truck and another truck to roll out next year. Companies like Dell need people skilled in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, or STEAM. Speaking to a crowd at the truck's launch, Sharif said right now there aren't enough of them.
Our goal is to address the skills gap in STEAM, particularly in underserved communities, to directly help 3 million youth and indirectly support 10 million others to grow and thrive by the year 2020.
This tech truck's expected to hit the road 300 days a year, reaching up to 20,000 kids. The Perot's Teresa Lenling is about as excited as these kids here. She wished something like this were around when she was in school. She graduated with 24 others from tiny Warner High School in South Dakota.
We didn't have a museum and we didn't have access to a lot of things. What I look forward to, the bookmobile. I'd be able to open up the books and look at the National Geographic Explorers and be able to see it, and I knew that it was going to be coming to the neighborhood. That sense of excitement and going, I have this to look forward to.
The Perot Museum turns a new page in outreach efforts when the tech truck makes its first trip next Thursday. It can be booked through the Perot Museum's website. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
A new but familiar voice tomorrow as host of NPR's Weekend All Things Considered. Michelle Martin's familiar to listeners as the longtime host of Tell Me More. She joined KERA's Rick Holter to talk about the change in the Friday conversation.
Michelle Martin, welcome to the Friday conversation.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks for having me.
So NPR's moving Weekend All Things Considered back from Los Angeles, where it's been hosted by Arun Roth the last 3 years. There's a new executive producer, largely a new staff. How are you planning to change the show?
I just received two letters this week from former listeners of Tell Me More who had not yet heard that I'm going to Weekend All Things Considered, who were telling me how much they missed the program, and I appreciate that. I can tell you that this is not Tell Me More revive, but right. We are going to bring over some elements from Tell Me More that I know that people particularly enjoyed. Like, we have a discussion segment called The Barbershop.
The Barbershop's back.
Really enjoyed. The Barbershop is back. It's going to be a little different. I'm not giving it all away, but we're going to have a little tweak in there that I hope people will appreciate, and I think that I will continue to have my essays from time to time. There are also features from Weekend All Things Considered that a lot of people really appreciated, which I know we're going to continue. I think we might switch them up a little bit, but we're certainly going to keep up with the news. I mean, because that's why we're here. We're here to tell people what's going on in the world and the things that they need to know. We're certainly going to find a way to do that.
You spent the last year reporting and hosting a series of live conversations across the country. One of those was about football and concussions that KERA co-sponsored here in Dallas. You stopped twice in Ferguson, Missouri, once in the middle of the protests and a second time several months later. What's the biggest lesson you learned from that tour?
We live in what seems to be a very polarized moment where a lot of people in public life seem to talk at each other, and we have discovered that there are many people who would like to talk to each other. My very first visit there, which was just really a couple of weeks after the most intense of the protests had occurred, and there was a great deal of interest on the part of the local community in having some kind of community forum where people could get together and talk about this. People were still in shock, as you might imagine.
Right.
And there was a lot of openness and willingness to talk. I found, you know, unfortunately, going back a couple of months later, that, you know, as is sometimes the case, people kind of have hardened into their camps. You know, all their friends have told them that they're right.
There's been a lot of talk about the voice we hear in public radio and podcasting, a voice that some folks criticize as too standardized and often too white. Where do you come down on that?
Well, I think it's true. The fact is, I think that we could tolerate a broader range of voices just because those are the voices that are there. I think sometimes we are more afraid than we need to be of difference. I sometimes think that this is much more of a gatekeeper problem than it is an audience problem. But I do understand that many of the people who listen to us really feel that we are in some ways the last good house in a dying neighborhood. And they want us to hold on to what is most important to them, and a sense of civility, a sense of calmness, a sense of absolute respect for the facts. You know, the people who listen to us because they have a respect for and an interest in the world as it is. And I think we should carry that forward, that respect forward, into a respect for a little bit more variety of voices and styles.
Michelle Martin is the new host of Weekend All Things Considered. Her first show airs tomorrow and then again Sunday at 4 on KERA Radio. Michelle, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Rick.
Sunny skies. The forecast calls for a high around 80 this afternoon. Then temperatures drop to a cool 55. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 80 once again. It's 60 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.